Welcome to the Draft Doctors Podcast, your home of weekly draft content. Now here's Steve, Jono, Cam, and the Statesman.
G'day everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Draft Doctors. I'm your host, Stevie Fizz, and they have landed the Eagle / DPP. It has happened. Good times. Obviously, we've had the extra week to consider the DPP, so it's been a long time coming. A lot of talk about it. Stato, you're back. You're fired up. Sort of.
Yeah, had a shit week. Yeah, it wasn't a good one. It wasn't on my Pat Malone, but yeah, it wasn't the greatest. So I think only two wins out of all my draft leagues. So yeah, not a good one.
Yeah, I'm very happy in the home league. Got a game clear on top. It's just great. And the game I lost, I had to tank it because it was the GWS bye round, and like my whole team is GWS. So, it just kind of worked out that way. So, no, happy days. But obviously, there was a lot of injuries. We'll get to that in a sec because the main talking point this week is going to be the DPPs. Obviously, it is huge in your draft league. It makes, some players far more relevant than they would have been otherwise. Stato, we were lamenting the crappy forward line, although I don't think it's turned out to be all that bad, really.
No.
But it's certainly...
Well, when Jake Waterman's clearly in your top 20, mate, things are going well.
One of the best players in the league. Certainly made it an easy swap for Connor McDonald. Although he's gone well this week, but...
He went well this week,
yeah. Yeah. So we'll get straight into the forward line. So there was some... I mean, we'll skip over the guys who maybe the deep league sickos will be like, oh, you didn't mention Braden Cook. Never heard of him. He could have served me at the service station today, Sada. I wouldn't have known.
Sadly, I know it's number 15 for Adelaide.
Gross. Adelaide, tough scenes for Braden. Elijah Hollins came out with a rip-roaring 100 off the bat. Petered out a little bit, but he's still relevant. Helped me out in the goals-only listener league this week, which I've won my last two state on. I'm still dead last, so that's how well I'm tracking there.
Wow, wait.
And Matt Kennedy picked up forward status. Your boy.
No, Matt Kennedy's a big one. Yeah, he certainly is a big one, and he's pumped out a couple of good scores on the trot. I can't remember what this weekend was, but certainly last week was 91. So that's pretty good for your midfield. I actually picked him off the waivers in a couple of leagues, hoping he was going to get DPP. So that's a good pickup.
And he's been spending a bit of time in defence. He really could have been a TPP.
Yeah.
But... yeah, pretty relevant. Bit of the Swiss Army knife, Mr. Fix-It, Matt yep. Kennedy. Ben Hobbs regained his forward status. He played a pretty good game on the weekend.
Yeah, 99 he got this week and looked pretty good too and got some CBAs. So, yeah, that's going to be a good one as well.
Nick Hine, he got injured, but Sam Draper added the forward status. I mean, if they ever stop playing Goldian, he gets...
Go to one. Yeah.
Neil Erasmus kind of maybe hasn't kicked on like you might have hoped. Ethan Reed, tough to
it's own. One good one for the future in a dynasty or a keeper.
Yeah. Captain of the Jags, Dave Swallow.
He's
just the perma-sub at this point.
Yeah.
Blake Hardwick added forward status, which maybe if he switches back makes him interesting, but...
Yeah. He has got a ceiling as a defender, but not as a forward.
Yeah. Maybe the guy I think is the most relevant, and that is Tom Sparrow.
Yeah. And what's going to happen with Clayton Oliver? Is he going to have a bit of a break with his hand?
I think that's what we're all waiting to see. I tried to trade for him in the home league and got rejected, Stato, unfortunately. I thought it was a good trade offer, but, you know...
Like me in the nightclubs in the 40s.
Yeah, yeah. Were there nightclubs? Were they speakeasies back in
the day? I don't know.
Jai Simpkin. Actually, it was tough, man. I couldn't work out who to pick up out of Jai Simpkin and Tom Sparrow, and I unfortunately went for the wrong option Jai Simpkin, who just there was so much press about the North midfield, how they weren't firing. I'm like, surely they just throw him in there and he can hack his way up. But
I saw him in a lot of contests in today's game and still didn't score.
Yeah, it's tough sledding for the Simpkin owners. Noah Bolter, Robbie Fox, Justin McInerney. Well, Justin McInerney's actually, that makes him super relevant because he's under 40% and he's been really solid.
Yep.
Had a really good score on the weekend, and I think Sydney have a couple of soft-ish matchups coming, or at least plus matchups for an outside player. We'll have to look into that. Luke Edwards, Riley Sanders, does it make him draft relevant, Stato?
Yes, if he's no longer sub.
Yeah. What have you made of Sanders and McKercher? I dropped McKercher a couple of weeks ago from the home league. He's just been, he'll have added defender status, but to like, and he's more salary cap relevant, but there's so many defenders coming in. He hasn't been good enough.
Yeah.
Which that's being harsh. But it's so hard to score when she's all sucking up like 50 touches every match. So anyway, players who have added defense, Noah Answorth obviously has the forward status. He's been playing defense and put a couple of good scores on the board in pretty shitty conditions on the weekend. Hoskin Elliott had a pretty massive game on the weekend. He's out of defend. Jack Crisp Sato out of defense.
Yeah. Sort of who cares at this point with Jack?
I think so. Nick Martin.
Yeah, that's good.
James.
Especially if you've got a fair bit of depth in your midfield, right? And own him.
I think so, yeah. James Aish, Stato. Everyone was talking about him, threw out an absolute bomb on the weekend.
Stinker. He did. Yeah, he's one of those few that burnt me this weekend because he's in quite a few of my draft leagues.
Yeah. Tommy Atkins. Didn't see this one coming.
It's no, either did I.
Again, I dropped him in the home.
So he's out.
Yeah.
He wasn't relevant as a midfielder. He was still a 70s guy, wasn't he?
He was a tough iron, man. Even in Supercoach, where the scoring's a bit better, being a tough iron.
Yeah.
Max Holmes.
So you're saying the Supercoach scoring's better?
I'm not saying it's better. I'm just saying it's different. we'll get to Supercoach later on, mate. We've got some questions. We'll hit on that. Max Holmes, been good.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. And not hugely relevant as a midfielder, but all of a sudden sits there in your D2, D3 and looks pretty.
Yeah, the Sex Goat might get a game soon. Who knows? Lukosius.
No, he won't.
Lukosius, Stato, he's been nice.
Yeah. It's been good.
Killed our boy, Will Powell. Absolutely slaughtered him to shreds.
Well, him and Sanders, right? So Sanders is a seagull around there. Flanders. Yeah. Did I say Sanders?
You did.
Flanders. Oh, wow.
Carl Amon. Meh.
Yeah, what happened there? Oh, I was expecting big things.
There's too many. Too many dudes. Too many dicks on the dance.
And none of them are scoring well now in defense for Hawthorn.
Oh, they're moving the ball faster, believe it or not. I don't think they're chipping. I think there's been a few of the teams have started to try and move the ball a bit quicker, and they're, you know, usually after a few weeks they pack it in. They haven't packed it in, Stato. We need some teams to...
Well, they got to win by not packing it in.
We need these teams to start flying the flag.
Come on. He's up.
Charlie Comben. Is it Comben or Comben? I wanted to say Comben, but I've heard other people say Comben. No,
I thought Comben.
The Combi.
But he got flicked forward this week. That's not good news. So really he's come up with one good score, right?
Even today in Supercoach, he's scored 75.
Oh, wow.
I think he's been okay there. Is it 70? Oh, sorry, 55. The week before, he was okay as well. Yeah, I can't see him persisting with him forward. Surely not. That's just, we're getting screwed.
Oh, they were just searching for options. Yeah.
What else we got? McKercher, like I mentioned, I dropped him. He's a tough hold, in my opinion. Zach Fisher, who's been handy as a forward. Yeah. You're not playing him in defence. Bailey.
He's disappointing, to be quite honest with
you. Yeah. Bailey Scott out of defence, who, again, is probably, you know, in that same category. I think he was okay today. I picked him up and played him. He was okay without setting the world on fire. Riley Bonner, who's been pretty good. Stato.
He has.
For fantasy scoring.
A lot of players coming back. But has a lot of players starting to come back. So he will need to continue to play well to stay in that squad.
He's got to be a sell. Has to be a sell.
Oh, yeah.
If you can get. He's the sort of player I try to throw in as a steak knives in the 2-for-1.
Yeah.
Matt Roberts, probably more salary cap. Callum and Buku Kamis, who's been okay for Supercoach.
No, sorry, Matt Roberts is not salary cap. Matt Roberts is an 84 averaging defender.
Matt Broadbent has been fine for your team.
Wow.
What's an 84? Okay, that's no. He's you're been
bagging. He's, you're bagging two good mats.
He's been fine. He's been fine.
You're averaging 84. That's a good D4.
Is it? I wonder what. Yeah. I wonder what the.
Sorry, I'll go to a team that I've got sitting. Let's see where I'm.
Yeah, it's probably fine.
I'll find one where I'm sitting in the top four.
That's,
here we go.
That's
sitting
fine.
In the top four. Yeah, don't start getting defensive now, mate. This is my averaging defenders. 92, this is a team sitting top four. 92, 79, 73, 71. And I'm looking because I looped. 81. I did loop. So I have, he is averaging, ironically, he's sitting in the midfield in this team. But I, he would be my D2.
Sounds like your defense is fucked, Stato. That's all I heard. look, he's averaging more than James Sicily.
Midfielders.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Oh man, what a tough iron! Glad we punted him off in the preseason. That was a good idea. Anyway, and a bunch of players out of midfield status, but who cares? So, on to the waivers, Stato. Who you got for us?
Well, I did want to quickly just before go to the waivers. I wanted to talk a few hit and misses. We're a quarter of the way through the season, and let's quickly reflect back, Steve. Now, this is joint stuff, right? It's, you don't make every call right. So, firstly, a hit for you and a miss for me on a couple of the big ruckmen. So, you were the hit with Gorn and Marshall. They were the two that you were fighting the flag for, and I was English and Grundy. I'll note this week English and Grundy performed extremely well, but on the overall for the six rounds, you've definitely got the hit there. Hit for us both for Lockie Whitfield, and a hit for us both with a regression for Errol Goulden. So that's proved to be correct. A miss for me for Connor McDonald. He's actually pumped out a couple of scores under 30, so that hasn't worked out. I was expecting some CBA time, and I still look at that squad and going, why isn't he playing in the CBAs? I'm calling a miss for you for your Wardlaw hype.
Yep.
Both missed the Jaden Short drop-off. So we had him both pretty high in the rankings. Neither of us, and I will say especially me, because I avoided him in salary cap and you didn't, but we were both wary and definitely not hot enough on Sheasel, being the number one averaging player in the competition right now. But things may change there, right?
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Like, best for the club.
I always look at those sort of things and, yeah, like he's amazing now. Like even if he moves into the midfield, he might be better than we suspect.
Yeah.
But I, you know, if you knew, I think at the end we sort of got a bit more, a bit warmer, but obviously not warm enough.
Yeah. Definitely not warm enough for me. It's the reason my salary cap's not going that crash hot. Hit for me for Jordan Clark. Had him in the top 10 defenders and you're actually quite miserly on him. So you had a miss with Jordan Clark.
What?
You had him at 19.
Yeah, right. I thought that was, yeah, okay.
We were both way too hot on Laird. That Adelaide mix is, yeah, just looks a bit ratty at the moment. This is an interesting one, especially after today's game, now averaging 107. You had Cherry at 11 and I had him at 9th in the Ruckman. I think he's currently sitting in 3rd.
I'm very happy to say I'm a Tristan Cherry owner in the home league.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm also a Kieran Briggs owner.
yeah.
And I think they'll draft about 10 rounds apart.
I picked up Briggs in a top-up draft at pick 5 and thought, you beauty, I've slayed one here. Punted Rucks, didn't keep one and just rolled back on him because there was 3 or 4 there that you could have taken a punt on. Oh, that's not ended up pretty. How about this one? Caleb Daniel. Can you remember where you ranked
him? I reckon it would have been like F5. F6.
You had him at F3.
Fuck.
I had him at F5.
Fuck.
Wow. Not even in the 23.
The big. Yeah, I know. That's killing me. And like, it's kind of lucky because I don't have him anywhere. But the one that kills me, Stato, is LDU. I just cannot fathom it.
Wow.
I still don't understand it.
Yeah. I'm thinking he, and I think I might have said that in the preseason. I rate him as an impact player, but not as a genuine fantasy. I think he's always going to be a better footballer, and therefore probably a better super coach than he is.
You know, the funny thing is, until today, it's changed after today's match. Until today, he was actually averaging more disposals per match. Than last year. It's just the marks down, tackles down, goals nowhere.
Jesus.
So it has.
What's he?
It has dipped today.
What's he 90, averaging this year?
90. It's terrible.
Oh wow!
Absolutely terrible. And I just can't understand. Wow. I cannot understand it.
Well, to be fair, there's 2 players, maybe 3. So there's Sheasel, Cherry. And maybe you can say Powell because he's got forward status, but you just got that feeling that he might lose his role at some stage too.
Who?
Powell.
Yes, I get that feeling too.
Yeah. So forward mid, he's good. He's averaging 96. So, you know, that's a good year. Anyway, that was just good to look back and relive. Some of the things, and like always, we have some great hits, but we have some misses as well.
I reckon the funny thing is the guy, like, and this is, like, when I hit draft day, I always say, try to balance your risk, don't get too risky. And it's like, if you pick guys who have had a preseason, you get guys who pop that you didn't predict pop, I reckon. Like, Caleb's wrong.
Yeah.
I've got him. Didn't have any intention of going into the draft with him. Just been massive. Jack Steele, same thing. Didn't really go, oh, this guy's going to be amazing. It was just like, he was there. I'm like, oh, well, you know, he fits my thing. You just see it time and time again, I reckon. Like, the guys who have had pre-seasons, it's such a game changer, man. Like, I was listening to the, you know, I saw a bit of discussion on the Twitters about picking up Dane Zorko and picking up Sam Walsh in the other format. And I'm like, man, I don't have any shares of these guys at all. Because it's just like good players and good scorers, but man, you know it's going to go south at some point, right?
Yeah, it will. It will.
Anyway, waivers. It will. Waivers. All right. Some good players.
So waivers. Because I went through the hit and misses, a little fewer waiver wire options this week. So first one's Harry Morrison. So after one sub game earlier in the year, he's back and with a 104. So very low ownership because one game prior to round six. Justin McInerney, we just talked about him now, picked up the forward status. So he is under the 40% threshold, 81 averaging and 103 this week. So now as a mid forward, so that's huge. We just need to toot this bloke's horn, so I've put him on again this week, and that's Jake Waterman.
Yeah, I did want to say, and J-Mac is playing the Hawks this week.
Wow. So. Good news. So 103 against Gold Coast, a tough matchup. Let's see what he can do against the Hawks. So Jake Waterman is very clearly in the top 20 forwards. I think you razzed me when I said he was a top 30.
Well, you must have him in your salary cap team. Would have been good value.
No, no, it would have been. Especially if you got him the week against Richmond. So he scored 250 points over the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That's it's pretty impressive. Ben Hobbs, I did write here, 33% owned, pumped out 99 this week and could get DPP. I'll change that to now has Ford DPP. God bless him. So Ben Hobbs, a great pickup. And a few defenders that I'll just quickly list through. Taylor Duray, Jack Scrimshaw is probably the only defender on that Hawks list, but he's scoring well, especially today. Zach Guthrie can pop out some decent scores and certainly picked up when Tom Stewart was out. And Darcy Wilmot. So we obviously have Zorks picking up the role from Kitty Coleman, which used to be Rich's role. But Darcy Wilmot's had a bit of a lift as well. And I probably should add one more, but I just haven't got confidence he's going to be in the team in a good role for a long period of time because he's coached by Bevo, and that's James Harms.
Yeah, fair enough. And just for everyone out there, if you're new to the show, first of all, stop listening. But second of all, we do use the ownership of under 40% on AFL Fantasy. So if you're in a deeper league, there'll be fewer options. If you're in a shallow league, there'll probably be better options. And if you're in Supercoach, well, Heil Hitler. Now, Jake Soligo, 37% ownership. How is this? I try not to be one of these people, Stater, who are like, oh, what are people doing? But, man, what are people doing?
Yeah, what are people doing?
He was great on the weekend again. Tom Sparrow did get the forward status, 24% owned. Takes a heap of CBAs for Melbourne and obviously a few question marks over Clayton Oliver's health with that hand surgery. So they don't have great midfield depth, but maybe Sparrow gets a bit of a bump. Maybe Cozzy Pickett gets a bump as well. Deep League Sickos, Jace Burgoyne, 7% defender. Has the St Kilda matchup, which is pretty handy. Had a nice little score on the weekend, so possible option there. Heath Chapman, 16% defender, has a couple of good matchups, and I can only imagine that Frio are going to make a couple of changes after laying that egg on the weekend, and he did play in the second, so Heath Chapman certainly looked to pick him up. Cal Ward, again, was back, 27% ownership. Versus Brisbane, if you need a midfielder, you could probably do worse than Cal Ward. And Sam Durham, Stato, nice little game. Plenty of mid-time again. 24% owned, plays Collingwood, which is a plus matchup for midfielders. So if he holds that role, although keep an eye on set of fields and the like, but I'm not sure he's going to get the flick because he's doing pretty well. And the Fog, 7% ownership, plays North Melbourne.
Wow.
The Fog.
The Fog. Yes. The Fog.
Anyway, there was a few injuries, obviously, Stato. We might just talk quickly who gets some benefit, if anyone. Sam Berry got the bit of a foot injury there. Matty Crouch walked straight back in, you'd imagine.
Yep, certainly does. Look, Berry was only sub the two times. It just means you've probably got less of a worry of a disturbance in the last quarter if everyone's fit now.
Zach Williams, we don't know what's happened there. It's an Achilles knock of some degree. We don't know how long he's out. But again, maybe your Matt Kennedy shares get a little bump, but not really the same player, but who knows. Nick Newman, certainly if you've got him, hold him. Big O and Tom Stewart both got concussion in the same match, so they'll miss a week. Jai Miss injured in the early part of that game. I can understand, terrified of the Eagles matchup, just wanted to get out of there with his dignity. Hayden Young, some hamstring awareness, Stato.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, right? It's just waiting for the reports this week, and it's a bit of a troubling week because it spans from the Wednesday night to the Sunday. So just look on your waivers, make sure you've got a little bit of a backup and try and loop someone early, and just be ready because there's going to be two, maybe three games played before you know if Young's actually playing or not.
Yeah.
But we should hear during the week, right?
You would think. He did say after the game he thought it was just awareness, so but no doubt they'll scan that and we'll get more intel.
Oh, no.
And everyone's favourite country music duo, Toby and Jesse, have both gotten a week. Disappointing. Obviously, I own Jesse Hogan. Anyway, the question, Stato.
Of course you do.
Well, how could you not? What's going on? What's going on here? Questions. Dottie wants to know a forward to stream. The Fog.
The Fog.
full of confidence.
Depending on the matchups, Aaron Cadman and Sam Darcy are two that, because of their role spending a bit of time exciting young forwards with the right matchups, I reckon they're going to be streamable scores. So
GWS play Brisbane.
Probably. Well, actually, who's their third defender? Oh, not this week. No Jess, no Toby.
Yeah. And Bulldogs have Fremantle.
Yes, and they've got two decent ruckmen themselves, so probably not this week. No.
Hawker. Oh, I mean, Tom Sparrow's there. Doddy's a good Melbourne man. Pick up Tom Sparrow. Hawker, yeah. Bugger the pool. I'm going straight to the bar.
Fair enough.
Snags and flags. What to do with Jordan Dawson? He had a good game, Stato.
Put the C on him, 155.
Bang. Bit more time behind the ball in the middle.
I lost a league match this week on a team that I feel the coach wasn't doing anything with. In other words, they sort of just left it there for a few weeks. So the emergencies picked up on their bye players and had left the C from quite a few weeks ago on Jordan Dawson, and lost by 25 points.
I think this was the first week in the home league Jono hasn't captained Jordan Dawson. That's in Supercoach, who's been just ass. Kang Daddy, evening Stallions, another disappointing week from Philippou and McKercher had me ready to drop them. However, with the waivers already looking dry as a nun's nasty, do you recommend taking any of the players mentioned in the waiver pickups on tonight's pod over them? Cheers.
So who did he have listed?
Philippou and McKercher.
Yes, everyone we listed.
Yeah, they're tough, man. I'd certainly pick up Soligo and Sparrow. Yeah,
Ben Hobbs. I mean, Justin McInerney.
Depends on the size of your league, but I mean, McKercher was a drop for me. Just cold drop, man.
Yeah.
And Philippou's been pretty. I mean, he hasn't kicked on. Stake, what sort of scores can we expect from Cam Guthrie when he's back?
A 25 when he's a sub, and a 32 when he does a hammy.
I reckon mid to low 80s.
Yeah, that's the type of guy he is, right?
I think TOG's going to kill him. They're just going to nurse him.
Oh, yeah. He'd be a 60-odd percent guy.
Yeah. Gary, which of Melbourne's defenders should I target on the waiver this week? McVee, Howes, Hoare, Bowie, or Lever? Zach Williams, Brady Hoff, and Alex...
Bowie's still out, right?
I don't have the injury list in front of me, but Alex Witherden are doing snuff all. Thanks for the hot tips on those at the start of the year. Stato!
Oh, God, there's another big miss. Thinking there'll be a bit of hype from the West Coast defenders. Yeah, Duggan's probably the only one that's fieldable right now.
Oh, McGovern's been lights out,
man. McGovern. Yeah. McGovern. But, yeah, the Witherden, the Hoff. Who else was the sort of runarounds that they were looking at? But, yeah, none of them have come true. Oh, Jones.
You get a game.
Yeah. Well, keep talking how well he's playing footy in the waffle. After, what, two wins and taking Sydney 3 games ago, you know, to the wall until three-quarter time, I don't think they're changing too much other than what they have to.
So which Melbourne defender do you want?
Out of those, McVee.
Sean, time to move Aish on. That's so funny, man.
No, just one bad round.
It's one bad round, but man, so we were saying.
I know it's a 30. It looks
like. We were saying, sell Aish. Sell Aish. Yeah.
You can't sell him now. You won't get a packet of crisps.
No. Archie, going for a flag, should I target Matt Kennedy if he's going to get forward status? He got it.
So, yes. Make sure you do it before they know he's got it.
Yeah. Daryl, trade in Adams this week. That's a salary cap question.
Yes.
Daryl, come on. BJ, thoughts on this? And he just has a picture of Harley Reid superimposed over Jesus's body. It's a lot.
Yeah, it's send that to DOS, please.
Fuck. They're going to be unbearable. Those motherfuckers.
I know.
The only thing that I like about it is, like, is there a sookier bunch of supporters than the Freo fans? And it will drive them up the wall, man. Wemby's had to drop TDK because of injuries, buys, despite owning Cherry. My ego loves breakouts and wants him back. Blues, terrible fixture coming. He might suck the remaining way and won't get forward status until round 12. So let him go in waivers trades and let some sucker fail with him. What are your thoughts on TDK?
I like him, but the two of them together look good, right? He's one of the few that can actually perform as a forward. So there's no point having a two-ruck system unless one of them is a really productive forward, and TDK can be that. And let's face it, who that tall, athletic and quality of mark would be the third forward that an opposition need to man up on?
Yeah, it's once Silvani went down and they had to start shifting Kennedy, that was it, right?
Yeah.
I like TDK. I got him in the home league on the bench. Got him in the goal kicking league as my rock. But
yeah, like, that's good.
Like, three's his career high. You're not going to get that every week.
Yeah.
I personally think you let him go. Like, I don't think you pick him up.
Fair enough. Has he got a backup ruckman? So there's nothing worse than having a one ruck. He goes down, gets ill, gets suspended. Like Cherry tackles hard, right? It's just going to be 1 week where he gets a 2 week suspension.
Yeah, I mean, if you got the spot, like the reason I've got him on the bench is we have a flex, so I'm starting two rucks every week.
Do you flex?
Oh, constantly, man, constantly. I mean, if you got the bench space, I guess, but I don't love it. Ruck forward, such a hard role to score consistently in.
Oh, yeah.
The Smith Dog picked up Waterman based on Stato's passwords. There you go. Some positive and negative on your passwords. Refuse to watch West Coast, though. Is he a trap?
Oh, look, he's going to have some down games, right? He's going to play against a good team with a good defensive group, and he's going to find it hard. But as I said in the preseason, what I really like about Jake Waterman is he works up the ground. So he goes and leads hard to get marks on the wing and plus sixes. He was taking marks in defence on the weekend. That's how hard he's working. So he does get that extra around the grounds, which, if you recall, players like Rewalt used to do that. That's how they build up scores. So he's not just sitting inside 50 waiting for someone to kick it well to him. He's working hard to create options when they're coming out of defence.
Yeah, he'll have tough sledding this week against our Suns.
Yep.
Godra, what's going on with Sinclair and what do I do with him?
Oh, you're stick fat, right? He's one of these that Steve just talked about in didn't have the greatest preseason. So it's just been a little bit slower for Mark. And while they've got Wanganeen, Miller and also Bonner playing reasonably well in their defence, he can sort of be a Mr. Fix-It. And that's what's going on with him at the moment. But he will get some ceiling scores.
Yeah.
What's his average, mate?
Oh, it's 84 actually, because we were just talking about Matt Roberts, and I was like, God damn, Matt Roberts is like the same as Jack Sinclair.
Hey, it's not the level you want, but it's quite feasible in your defence. Just stick fat.
Yeah. Major, any players you can think who will come off the injury list soon to jump on? Also, Norton versus Harry Jones, who looked good on the weekend.
Well, I'm interested in, I'm interested in Isaac Cumming, but he's missed a lot of footy, so it's going to take a bit of time to get back. But it all depends on the role. If he goes to the cold wing when he comes back, as he did last year, yeah, it's nothing amazing. Obviously, Clayton Oliver is one we're all keeping our eyes, but he's owned by every league, right? No doubt.
That Hopper in our home league hit the pool.
Yeah.
Might be interesting. Toronto's deceased, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, just I've never trusted Hopper.
No, I don't trust him, but he's a free agent pickup. You're not, you know, paying anything for him.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not getting a superstar. Yeah, true.
I don't know. Who else is there? There's no one I'm really... I mean, I'm not holding out on Mills just at the minute. He seems a long way off. Dak Bailey's a month away. Yeah, I can't think of anyone. I mean, I'm not holding out for...
Matt Flynn.
Oh, that's an interesting one.
Yeah. There's a bit of time yet, but obviously, he's going to be important for their structure. And it means the current ruckman can play a bit more forward, which is what the plan was. But so if you're lacking a bit of depth or you're running around with Briggs or someone like that, he might be a worthwhile punt.
Will Day, I mean, he's pretty owned, but
yeah,
he'd be one. Yeah, Flynn's a good one. I like that. Hopper. Yeah. Oh, Hunter Clark stayed, though. Hunter Clark. We can find
Hunter
we
Clark.
Can finally.
CJ. Oh, sorry. Just one for DOS. Paddy Dow.
Sorry, Paddy. I was interested in Elijah Hewitt at the start of the year before that injury, but it's not going to happen. Hawko, Liam Baker, a sell high or a hold?
Definitely a hold. But the interesting thing is, you know, when all the stocks come back, what's his role going to be? Is he going to go back to Mr. Fix-It? So I think he's a better option in salary cap steer or so.
Easy peasy, is it time to move on our man Will Powell? I've been sticking fat, but after 3 weeks and with a chance of getting Windy or Answorth off waivers, feels like it's time. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ, I couldn't. I've got him in Supercoach, and he hasn't killed me until this week. It's been tough, but I think you've got to move.
Yeah.
Fuck.
It ain't going to happen.
Well, it did happen. Now it's...
Well, his return ain't going to happen.
Yeah. Could be a good buy low in a keeper, because once... What's his name? Lukosius leaves next year. It's back on. Can you see Flan... Like, can you see these kids getting burnt out in the middle? Like your Will Grahams... And Flanders goes back inside and maybe he's a bit more relevant because they bring in, say, a Buderick to be the lockdown or the small defender, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, there's always that possibility, right? Who out of the support for midfield is not in the team currently?
No one.
Yeah, okay.
No one. That's... Matt, what's your reaction to ABC Sport sharing HK DOS, our man, your man, really, Dossie's tweets? What's next? CNN sharing Stato's tweets? Cairns number one tourist destination? Or Phil Lowe, Shed 16 operations manager? And wasn't there a bit of wobble, Stato? Dossie just bobs up in the group chat going, yeah. Oh, look at this, boys.
Oh. Yeah. By the way, boys, yeah. We saw Dossie, we saw.
And this is look, it you can see everything's lining up here, Stato. You can see everything's lining up because Stato's moved over to the hard right. He's moved over to the hard right of Murdoch Ball.
Dossie has, not Stato.
Dossie has, sorry. No, you're already there. Yeah. You just lured him over.
Oh, come on.
You're a double agent, let's be honest. And this is where you can see that ABC is in the alt-right's pocket. Because now they're sharing Dossie, who's Herald Sun's lead ambassador at this point in time. That it's all connected, Stato. It's all, there's a web. It's the NWO.
There's a web.
It's the NWO. It's the Illuminati.
Yeah, they're all interneting together, aren't they?
It's. Mate, it's unraveling. It's unraveling before our eyes. We can they're making it so obvious.
Yeah, you and the cred.
And they tried to.
You're starting. You're not in the loop, so you're starting your conspiracy theories.
And they try to off someone like OJ, a crowd favorite, to cover up these things. We see through it. We see through it. Anyway, that's all the questions we got.
Now, I just want to share with the listeners, I'm just about to have a few major things happen. So I'm unsure how long I'll be away for, but it'll be at least 4 weeks. But obviously, I will ensure that I'm definitely coming back because I don't want to leave Steve or the listeners to have to deal with solo pods. So we are trying to talk a few inventive ways. So, you know, potentially might use Steve's Twitters and space out a few times here and there, but we'll find a way. But unfortunately, I'll be gone for some time, but it's all good. It's some things that happen in life that make you very busy and ensure that you can't do everything you normally do. So I'll be away for some time, and I apologise if Steve goes a little bit troppo in the meantime.
That's all right, Stato. We understand the black bag operations that have to happen if you cloak and dagger things. Happen. It's all connected. All connected.
It's all connected.
All right. Very good, listeners. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Draft Doctors Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and review.